a very good evening to you and welcome to Hungary Reports. I'm Steffi Derry. Greece became an austerity laboratory. In other words, international financial organizations demanded newer and newer restraints. But the problem only got bigger. The Greek Prime Minister, Alexis Tsipras, talked about this at the European Parliament on Wednesday. He said in the past few years it was clearly seen that austerity has led the country to a dead end. A few years ago, Hungary was mentioned on the same page with Greece. The two countries were expected to share the same fate. But Hungary in 2010 chose a different path.
Banks have been closed for more than a week in Greece, and the cash is running out of the teller machine. The Greek government is planning to use a quota system in the pharmacies as well, because they are simply running out of stock. Greece had been turning to an austerity laboratory, but the experiment was a failure, said Alexis Tsipras in the European Parliament in Strasbourg on Wednesday. The Greek Prime Minister added, "Because of these kinds of austerities, Greece has fallen into recession." He said the Greek crisis proves that Europe haven't found a solution for the debt crisis. The international monetary institutions have been trying to save Greece since 2010. Their solution was always austerity. In the last 5 years, wages have decreased with 30%. Pensions were lower about 50%, and hundreds of thousands of public servants have been dismissed. These measures have caused demonstrations of hundreds of thousands of people nationwide. The economic restrictive measures of the International Monetary Fund and the European Union obviously didn't lead to success. Some experts say the austerity process resulted in a collapse. Since the start of the recession in 2008, the state debt-to-GDP ratio increased from 112% to nearly 180%. Greek unemployment, which was under 8% in 2008, increased above 25%. In 2010, Greece and Hungary were on the same page in the Hungarian press. Hungary could end up like Greece. We could be the next Greece. Hungary, runner-up with Greece for the last place. Just a few articles from that period about the similar economic and financial situation of the two countries. Since then, Hungary has chosen a different path. The Hungarian government didn't take out loans and didn't have austerity packages. Instead, it laid levies on banks and multinational companies, which made the EU to criticize Hungary several times. In the meantime, in 2008, Hungary began to repay the IMF loan, which was taken out by the Gyurcsány government, and managed to repay by 2013, before the deadline. Viktor Orbán, the Hungarian prime minister, said in a radio interview, "If in 2010 Hungary didn't have had two-thirds in the parliament, the country would be in the same situation now as Greece is." Our answer to difficulties, as in our past, was working together unconditionally. We are united as one, which enabled the leaders of the country and the people to pull ourselves out of the trouble together with a strong leadership. Greece didn't have this, said the prime minister. Viktor Orbán added, "Hungary not only evaded the Greek fate, but the reliability and stability of the budget is unprecedented. Next year's planned budget passed parliament in June, half a year before it would have come to effect." The prime minister said, "Only two or three countries can achieve this level in Europe."
Hungarian-owned NNG, the developer of world-renowned navigation software IGO, inaugurated its second center in southern Hungary in Szeged on Wednesday. NNG is dedicated to keep development in Hungary and to attract the most talented IT professionals in the country. The company employs 800 people worldwide. The company executive said it is very exciting to see the team in Szeged growing and taking a greater role in development. So they are planning to offer the same working conditions and pace as in Budapest.
The sense of this was to find a city where an appropriate level of IT training takes place, not for a short time, but on the long run. In this topic, in IT development, Szeged has successful experiences. This was our goal in this respect. It was obvious that we come to the city.
More and more farmers apply for compensation for damages caused by illegal migrants on their lands along the southern border. In many places, they trample the cornfields, pilfer the fruits and vegetables. Farmers are trying to assess the damages. According to the Hungarian Farmers Association, The border fence will be a solution for this problem.
On the Hungarian side along the Serbian border, a few weeks ago, migrants were warming themselves up by the fires. With this, they made a 300-square-meter forest to burn down. Locals say illegal border crossers cause massive damages in the region. According to a forum by the National Agriculture Chamber, migrants trample the crops, they pilfer the fruits and disturb the animals. During the day, deer stay in the forest. They would like to rest, but it's impossible because they come across with hundreds of migrants who scare them away. Wherever there are strangers, animals don't go there, said the deputy mayor of Ashotal. On behalf of the affected towns, the mayor of Moroharom, Zoltán Ugradi, asked the help of the government. István Jakab, deputy speaker of the parliament, president of the Hungarian Farmers Association, told the farmers that the security fence being built along the green border will solve most of these problems. The temporary fence along the Hungarian-Serbian border will be ready soon. This is a very clear message for migrants, illegal border crossers and smugglers who usually assist them that there is no more crossing, said István Jakab. On Tuesday, more than 700 illegal border crossers were captured by the police throughout the country. Police also apprehended two human smugglers, a Hungarian and a Serbian man. The Hungarian parliament on Monday passed amendments to several laws related to migration and asylum. The new legislation will speed up procedures for assessing the claims of asylum seekers and will allow for economic migrants to be turned back as quickly as possible.
The city of Budapest and the Hungarian Olympic Committee submitted Hungary's bid to host the 2024 Olympics and Paralympics to the International Olympic Committee to Lausanne. The document was signed by Budapest Mayor István Talos and Hungarian Olympic Committee head Zsolt Borkai. The letter of intent addressed to IOC President. Thomas Bach says that Budapest and the Hungarian Committee declared their intent to host the 33rd Summer Olympic and 17th Paralympic Games. The decision on the host will be made in Lima, in Peru, in 2017. So far, Boston, Hamburg, Rome and Paris said they would enter as contenders to host the Games. Organizers expect 150,000 visitors to attend this year's one of Hungary's biggest festivals. The Balaton Sound Music Festival in Western Hungary has begun on Wednesday. The five-day event is organized at Lake Balaton. It is highly popular among foreigners, 60-70% of whom come from Belgium and the Netherlands, followed by festival goers from Austria, Slovakia, Germany, Britain and Italy. There will be 200 music, leisure and sports programs offered at 15 venues.
The organizers of Balaton Sound were making the finishing touches on Wednesday, on day zero. Before noon, the gates were closed, but in the afternoon, visitors could embrace the festival area. Balaton Sound is one of Europe's largest international electronic music festival, and it is getting more and more popular, not just in the country, but internationally too. The tickets have been sold out months before the event. We expect 150,000 visitors, which is similar to last year. One of our newest innovations is that this year we focus on the Lake Balaton. We installed a lot of piers on the shore where visitors can party during the day. And you can see the main stage behind me where Tiësto will perform, said the festival director. During the next 5 days, 200 artists will take the stages at the festival, which means a significant income for the town of Zomardi. The council's direct income is hundreds of millions of forints. Of course, the tourist tax and the business tax can be added to this. The figures speak for themselves because the town is at the third place among the towns of Lake Balaton in respect of local tax revenue, said the mayor of Zomardi. The organizers expect more pleasant weather after Wednesday's cold front. From Thursday on, there will be 25 to 30 degrees Celsius, about 70 to 80 Fahrenheit at the festival.
So that's all for tonight. Don't forget that we'll be back every night around this time. Tomorrow, Hainalka will be waiting. Thanks for watching. From me and all the team here, have a good night.